Sunny 101.9, we're WKQS. It is 8:07, and for many, many years, we have been able to spin a yarn or two on some of the things that are going on with the Iron Industry Museum, and we have, well, our friends at the Iron Industry Museum have been longtime friends, but Nissa is brand new. Nissa Wilson joining us here as we have an event actually coming up pretty quick here. Nissa, good morning. First of all, welcome to our chaotic and dysfunctional little world here today that we call Mark and Walt in the morning. What do you have going on this weekend for folks? Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. This weekend on Saturday, we're having our annual fall festival out at the museum. It goes from 10 to 4. And it's a family-friendly event. So,
what are some of the things you got planned for folks?
Well, we've got free pony rides for the kids, children's activities, games, things like that. We're also going to have a farmers and artists market with a lot of the local people. A couple of crafters will be there demonstrating. We've got a blacksmith, Bud Williams, and a tinsmith, Calvin Struck. We're going to have free food, free concessions for everyone that comes out, live music all day. The NMU International dancers are going to be there performing as well as a couple other local musicians, and we'll have a storyteller as well.
So. You've been doing this for many years. It sounds like it's time again for it, but just kind of a way to maybe showcase the museum and get some folks to come out?
Yeah, exactly. Get some people out, new people out to see the museum, as well as promoting our local artists and farmers.
So. Well, it's interesting. We've talked about this with Barry and with Tom Friggins over the course of the years in the past here, and what a jewel we have. I mean, it's like I always relate the Iron Industry Museum, Ski Hall of Fame and stuff like that to like the New Yorkers that never go to the Statue of Liberty. It's right here. We don't think about it. You know, and it is a tourist spot, but it's also something that folks here really need to take in as well because it's a fascinating place.
Definitely, yeah, and it has a lot to do with our local history up here in the UP, so it's very important.
So the schedule, again, is what for the event?
Well, the dancers will be performing from 11 to 3 on and off, and we'll have two local musicians, Dan Goodrow and Nick Johnson. They'll be performing throughout the day, kind of filling in. Tyler Tickler, local storyteller, will be speaking in our auditorium at 1 p.m. He'll do about an hour-long performance. And then all day we have the YMCA of Nagani doing the children's activities and pony rides. And yeah, the market will go all day as well.
So. Farmers market and the whole bit. And this is kind of a combination, I'm sensing, like a lot of the events at the Iron Industry Museum. A lot of outdoor stuff, get people to enjoy. It looks like a beautiful weekend, by the way. But also there's enticement to kind of draw them in the door, which is kind of the goal of this whole thing.
Yeah, definitely. And admission to the museum is free, as always. Admission to the event is free, so anyone's welcome to come out.